Hello.
Hi, this is Marcela Corpena from Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in Texas as a Democrat, Republican, or an Independent?
How long is this going to take?
Just a couple of minutes. It's a quick survey.
Okay, all right. Now, what was the question again?
Are you registered to vote in Texas as a Democrat, Republican, or an Independent?
I don't have to declare, so I guess it's an Independent.
Okay, so you're registered to vote as an Independent, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. When it comes to voting for local offices in your area or for the Texas State Legislature, do you usually vote for mostly Democratic candidates, usually vote for mostly Republican candidates, or vote for a mix or roughly the same number of candidates, the candidates from both parties?
Mostly Republican.
Mostly Republican, okay. As you may know, every top elected position in Texas state government is controlled by Republicans, and it has been the way for the last 30 years. In your opinion, this Republican one-party rule is working well and should continue, or it is time for a change in direction and political leadership in Texas?
Well, it's time for a change, but not necessarily for to go to Democrats, but
noted. Okay. Which of the following is the most important problem or issue facing Texas today? The economy, inflation and jobs, healthcare and cost, violent crime, illegal immigration and the border, property taxes, funding for public schools and teachers' pay, gun violence, or abortion rights?
The border.
Illegal immigration and the border?
Yes.
Okay. And which is the next most important problem or issue? The economy, inflation and jobs, healthcare costs, violent crime, property taxes, funding for public schools and teacher pay, gun violence or abortion rights?
Funding for schools and teachers pay.
Thank you. Next, mark your opinion of each as very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. The first one is Joe Biden.
Very unfavorable.
Okay. Next one is Ken Paxton.
Very unfavorable.
Okay. Donald Trump.
What's the one just above the bottom?
Ken Paxton was the previous.
Oh, no, I mean the category. The
very unfavorable. Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay. Mark LaHood?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable, okay. Next one is Colin Allred.
I'm sorry, say again.
Colin Allred?
Oh. Somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable, okay. Ted Cruz?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. Kamala Harris?
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. Okay. Steve Allison?
Very favorable.
And Lauren Jordan Swift.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Laurel Jordan Swift.
I don't know that name.
Okay, not a problem. And, okay, in the 2024 presidential elections, which candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican, Kamala Harris, the Democrat, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an Independent, would you vote for if you have to choose today?
Robert F. Kennedy.
Okay. In the U.S. Senate election between Ted Cruz and Republican, the Republican, and Colin Allred, the Democrat, which one would you vote for if you have to choose today?
Ted Cruz.
Ted Cruz. Okay. And in the election for Texas State Representative from your area, which candidate, Mark LaHood, the Republican, or Laurel Jordan Swift, the Democrat, would you vote for if you have to choose today?
LaHood.
LaHood, thank you. We are at the 40% of the survey. We're about to finish. Next, here is some follow-up information about both of these State House district candidates. Mark LaHood is the first one, and the information says, is a pro-Trump Republican criminal defense attorney, born and raised in San Antonio, and a father of four children. Mark is a proud conservative who believes that we are at a crisis point in our state and nation, and that now is the time for both. Unapologetic conservative leadership in government, he is endorsed by Attorney General Ken Paxton and Governor Greg Abbott because he will work with them to secure border and empower parents to make the best education decisions for their children. The next information is for Laurel Jordan Swift, the Democrat, is a San Antonio native with a career in medical sales who raised five kids in our community. A former Republican herself, Laurel will go to Austin to fight to fully fund our public schools, expanding affordable health care to more working Texans. She will also work to restore women's freedom of choice to have an abortion, as well as foster unity and respect. Based on this information, which is your choice for Texas House District, Mark LaHood, the Republican, or Lauren Jordan Swift, the Democrat?
Oh, boy, that's a toughie. I'm going to take the Democrat this time.
The Democrat? Okay. American culture. Mark, which side do you agree with most? I will read you two. The first one says, the liberals' woke philosophy is run and is running America with DEI, teaching kids to hate America, saying it's racist country, and promoting LGBTQ and transgender lifestyles. And the second one says, America is a country built on the ideas of equality, tolerance, and inclusion for all people. Diversity makes us stronger, and everyone, regardless of their race or sexual orientation, must be treated fairly with equal opportunity. Which one side do you agree with most?
First one.
First one, okay. Thank you. And the next one is about values and freedoms. The first one says, agree with those who support Texas Republicans' law protecting traditional Christian values, including stopping transgender conversions for children, protecting the unborn, and banning schools' library books with an inappropriate sexual or racist content. The next one says, agree with those who says Texans should have the freedom to make their own choices for themselves and their families without having their rights or choices dedicated by government politicians.
Maybe about abortion. I'm going to say the second one.
Okay. And which is closer to what you think Texas should do about the situation at the border? The first one says, Governor Abbott just putting on a political show by continuing to spend over $11 billion of Texas taxpayer money on his failed border policies when that money could be better spent on school or lowering the health care costs. Instead, the federal government should take over its responsibility to secure the border. And the next one says, Texas is being overrun by illegal immigrants and its right to continue spending Texas tax money using the National Guard and physical barriers to stop it.
Okay. There were two choices there?
Yes.
I want the one that says the federal government should do its job and enforce the border.
Okay, the first one. Thank you. Do you agree or disagree with Texas laws protecting unborn life by banning abortions?
Not entirely.
Okay, but if you have to choose, would you be or are you agree or disagree?
Well, I agree that life should be protected.
Understand. Okay. Okay. Next, a few statements about each of the candidates running for state legislature that their opponents might make. Rate your reaction to each as either as very strong reason to vote against that candidate or somewhat strong reason or a weak reason. Let me read you the first one. The first one says, Mark LaHood claims to support policy and safety, but he makes his money as a lawyer defending criminals who physically attack cops, molest children, and commit murders. Is this for you a very strong reason, a somewhat strong reason, a weak reason to vote against this candidate?
A weak reason.
Weak reason, okay. Then, okay, thank you. The next one says, if elected, Mark LaHood is so extreme in his pro-life views, he could put parents' access to conceiving a child using medical science through a IVF at risk of being made illegal in Texas.
Very strongly against that.
I reason
not to vote for it.
Understand. Okay, the next one says, Mark LaHood supports the Republican stream ban on abortion that not only puts pregnant women's life at risk if they have a health emergency, but also criminalize doctors performing life-saving care or anyone who assists a woman traveling to another state to get a legal abortion.
Strong reason to vote against him.
Okay, very strong or somewhat strong?
Very strong.
Okay, thank you. The next one says, Mark LaHood supports Governor Abbott's voucher plan that could save some money away from our public schools and give it instead to private for-profit schools run by his contributors.
It's a weak reason to vote for him.
Weak reason. To vote against this candidate, right?
Right.
Okay, thank you. The next one says, Swift, this is about the other candidate. Swift is backed by the same big national liberals who advocate gun control and taking away rights to gun ownership. This could be a very strong reason, a somewhat strong, a weak reason against the vote for this candidate?
A strong reason.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Okay. The next one says, LaHood's campaign is backrolled by West Texas and out of state billionaires who want to bite a representative who represents them and their extremist agenda defunding public education and restricting personal freedom.
A weak reason.
Weak reason, okay. The next one says, Mark LaHood defends the rioters who attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, denying it was an insurrection.
Weak reason.
Okay. And the legislature, Laurel Jordan Swift, would vote against parents having the right to use their tax money through an education saving account to send their child to a private school.
A weak reason.
Okay. The next one says, Laurel Swift is an extreme pro-abortion advocate.
Strong reason.
Very or somewhat strong?
I'd make it somewhat strong.
Okay. The next one says, Mark LaHood is endorsed by and embraced anti-vaccination organizations that promote conspiracy theories with no scientific proof about vaccinations that have helped eradicate serious disease and viruses.
A weak reason.
Weak reason. Okay, thank you. Laurel Jordan Swift is just another liberal Democrat promoting woke DIE policies, gun control, and defunding the police.
Strong reason.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. Laurel Jordan Swift and her Democratic poll We continue the Biden-Harris border policies that have allowed an invasion of illegals, bringing dangerous drugs and a spike in migrant crime to our communities.
Very strong reason to vote against her.
Okay. And the other one says, LaHood is a record-taking campaign contribution from a group, even state Republican leaders say is wrong because they are connected to a Nazi sympathizer who openly advocates killing Jewish people and beating women.
A weak reason.
Okay, thank you. After hearing these statements about Mark LaHood and his beliefs as well, knowing that he defeated a more moderate incumbent representative, Steve Allison, in the primary, do you agree or disagree? Mark LaHood is the kind of Republican that is just too extreme for Texas.
Yes, I believe that. He is too extreme.
Okay, and lastly, here are some statements about the record and the record and policies of one of the candidates for state representative, Laurel Jordan Swift. Answer if your reaction to each is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. The first one says, in the legislature, Laurel Jordan Swift will support expanding healthcare to more Texas working families by using available federal Medicaid money, just as 41 other states do.
Give me the choices again.
Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Somewhat positive.
Okay, thank you. A former Republican herself, Lauren Jordan Swift, has watched Texas Republicans forget about what matters, common sense, and working to make sure that families across Texas have what they need to live good, healthy lives. In Austin, she'll work with anyone to lower property taxes, fund our schools, and bring back the fundamental freedoms extremists have taken from us.
Somewhat positive.
Okay, thank you. The next one says, as the Republicans in power continue to take millions in campaign cash from their big insurance companies and refuse to do anything about the skyrocketing cost of insuring a home or vehicle, squeezing Texas consumers, Laurel Jordan Swift says it is time to change who Austin looks out for and will take on the greedy insurance corporations to give Texas family relief from rising rates.
Neutral.
Neutral, okay. Laurel believes the best way to prevent mass shootings is with responsible gun ownership and sensible laws like raising the age to purchase assault weapons to 21 and require mental health background checks for gun sales.
Neutral.
Neutral, okay. Laurel Jordan Swift knows that Texas must act now to reduce the cost of home ownership. She will lower property taxes for homeowners by ending the special breaks Republicans have created for business and big corporations to challenge their taxes and not pay their fair share.
Negative. That's the last one, right?
Negative, yes. Okay, the next one says, Laurel Jordan Swift believes Texas women should have the freedom to make their own healthcare choices and not have the government dictate that they cannot have an abortion, including when medically necessary to save a woman's life.
Somewhat positive.
Okay. Laurel thinks Austin politicians just need to use some common sense and talk to one another. She will be bipartisan, pragmatic, problem solver in the legislature, working with Republicans and Democrats to get things done.
Neutral.
Neutral, okay. In the legislature, Laurel will support public schools by opposing the diversion of taxpayer money for private school vouchers.
neutral.
Neutral, okay. Little Jordan Swift is a strong and consistent supporter of public education. She says the state should use its massive $33 billion budget surplus to fully fund our school, increase teacher pay, and relieve pressure on local property taxes.
Somewhat positive.
Okay. Thank you. Having heard this information, if you have to vote today, would you choose Mark LaHood, the Republican, or Laura Jordan Swift, the Democrat?
I really don't want either. You don't have none of the above.
But just say if you have to choose today.
I'd probably go for LaHood then.
LaHood, okay. May I know what is your gender?
Male.
Thank you. Could you please tell me if your age, is your age between 18 and 39, 40 and 54, 55 and 64, or 65 up?
65 up.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself to be of either Hispanic, Mexican, or any other Spanish or Latino ancestry?
No.
Okay. Do you consider yourself to be African-American or Black, of Asian or Pacific Island descent, or White Caucasian?
I'm a White Caucasian.
Thank you. Do you have at least one college degree that require 4 or more years to obtain?
Yes.
Thank you. Finally, mark yes or no if you regularly use each of the following to get your news or entertainment. Twitter, X, TikTok, or Instagram?
I use X.
And it would be a yes for X. And TikTok or Instagram?
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
I just need to know if you regularly use Twitter, TikTok, or Instagram to get your news or entertainment.
Did you understand that, Judy? We use television mostly.
I understand, but you told me that you use X, right?
But I use X for.
Okay, and it's to get news or entertainment, correct?
News, yeah, not entertainment.
Okay, and what about Facebook?
Yes, I use Facebook.
Okay, and what about YouTube TV?
I use TV, yes.
And what about YouTube?
No, not rarely.
No, okay. Okay, and TV channels like Fox, Fox News, or OAN?
We'll say Fox.
TV channels like MSNBC or CNN?
No. Never.
Okay. And what about TV streaming like Hulu, ESPN Plus, Peacock, or Paramount?
No.
No? Okay. Okay, thank you very much. This concludes our survey for today. I really appreciate your time, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. That took a lot more than 2 minutes, so...
Yes, but thank you. I really appreciate your time.